Meryl.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good
Good
morning.
morning.
Class today is a study of the Psalm 72, number 72. This is part two. We went through the first 11 verses last week, and we will start with verse 11 this week. You can find the handout on the revealed on the unique astrological times link that's underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem web page. When the landing page, unique astrological times, opens up, scroll down to the section titled Ta'anit Dibur, the Fast of Words. And you will find the Psalms landing page for Psalm 69 through 150. Open up that link. Scroll down to Psalm 72. And at the bottom of Psalm 72, you will find the two links that we will use today. One is the Rabbi Sutton's PDF titled Yearning for Redemption, and the other is the Mechon Mamre website that has the Psalms in both English and in Hebrew. And we will start with a L'shem Yichud. After which we will review the Psalms landing page the Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bikilu Urkimu Udkilu Udkilu Urkimu Deakta Lashem Yudke Babke Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Leimud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayinu Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kadenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kadeneihu. Psalm 72 on the Psalms landing page. In this awe-inspiring prayer, David speaks to his enemy's desire to kill him, declaring him deserving of death. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. There are 20, I believe it's, but we'll find out. There's an error here because I'm saying 24 verses in Psalm 71, but we're in 72. So I'm just not sure the number 24 is correct. I believe it is. And this is a psalm that is said on day 13 of each month for those people who say the psalms throughout the month, all 150 over the 30 days of the Hebrew calendar month, the Hebrew days of each month. On day 13, which is the day connected to Echad, there are 67 verses said, which is a total of 67 connects to the gematria of the Sephirah name Bina, which is translated as understanding, but also refers to Olam Haba, the world that is coming. So let us start with verse 11 on Rabbi Sutton's Yearning for Redemption PDF.
Vayishtachau lo kol melachim, kol goyim yavduhu.
Yea, all the kings shall prostrate themselves before him. All the nations shall serve him. I'm sorry, that's the Mechon Mamre. Rabbi Sutton, let all the kings bow down before him and all the nations serve him. Please note in the last word in the Hebrew for verse 11, you have a verb that is could be slavery. You have a verb that could be work, could be have a verb to be service. All three translations are used throughout the Tanakh. But please note, the last three letters, Vav, He, Vav, this is the energy of the first name of the 72 names of God. And the energy of that name is a time machine to take you back to Mount Sinai, where you will have heard the Torah for the first time once again. Verse 12. Ki Yatzil Evyon Mishaweya Wani En Ozer Lo. For he will rescue the needy when he cries out, and the poor, and the one who has no one to assist him. The Mechon Mamre translation, for he will deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him that has no helper. There are eight words in this verse. Eight connects to the Sephirah Bina, the Olam Haba, the world that is coming. And the literal translation of this verse can clearly be understood to be connected to what our expectation is for when Mashiach comes. And there are 28 letters connecting to the word koach, power or strength. The 13th verse.
Yahos al dal evyon, benashot evyonim, Yoshia.
He will have pity on the poor and needy, and the souls of the needy he will save. Going to the Yearning for Redemption PDF. For he will rescue the needy when he cries out, and the poor, and the one who has no one to assist him. The 13th verse. Yahosaldo. I'm sorry. The 13th verse on the Yearning for Redemption PDF. He will pity the poor and the needy, and he will deliver the souls of the needy. There are seven words. Seven connects to the unity of Zeron, Pin, and Malchut. This is the revelation of light in the physical world. Connects to the name of God, El or Kel, which is Aleph Lamed. Verse 14. Mitochum Echamas, Yigal Nasham Yekar Damam Be'enav. He will reopen their soul from oppression and violence. He will redeem their soul from oppression and violence, and their blood will be precious in his eyes. The Mechon Mamre translation. He will redeem their soul from oppression and violence, and precious will their blood be in his sight. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zeron, Pin, and Malchut. As we said, this is the revelation of light in the physical world. This is the revelation of the fulfillment of desires in the physical world. And again, 31 letters. The 15th verse. The 15th verse.
Vayechi vayiten lo mizhav shiva. Vipalel bado tamid kol hayom yivar ken hu. That they may live, and that he may give them of the gold of Sheva, or Sheba, that they may pray for him continually, yea, bless him all the day. And the PDF. The poor man will then live, for the king will support him from the gold of Sheba. The poor man will then pray for him constantly and bless him every day. To me, this verse is unclear as to who is being blessed. The poor man will bless him every day, but is he blessing the king that is supporting the poor man? Or is he blessing God? Clearly, in the age of Mashiach, after the Mashiach manifests completely, the man will be blessing God. But today, I'm not so sure. The 16th verse.
Hello.
Go ahead.
We're just looking at the English, and looking at the English, Helm is not capitalized in either word. It's, you know, it's written twice. So I would think from rabbis certain English translation that that it's not Hashem there.
Thank you for the comment. Somehow I do pick it up without having the access that you noticed, so all session.
Okay.
The 16th verse. And please note, I've come to the realize that there's 20 verses in Psalm 72, not 24. And the number 20 represents 10 times 2. It represents the 10 sephirot of direct light and the 10 sephirot of returning light. It connects also to money, to kesef. The word for silver is also the word for money. And the way it connects is the Torah tells us that there are 20 gerar, which is a unit of measure, a unit of weight. There are 20 gerar in the shekel of the temple. Pisat barbaret barosh harim irash kalvanon tirio piatsitu meir kaisev haaretz. May the borders of the grain fields in the land extend to the top of the mountains, and may the sound of its harvest resound like Lebanon. But more than all this, may the people blossom forth from the cities like the grass of the earth. And the Machon Mamre translation. May he be as a rich cornfield in the land upon the top of the mountains. May his fruit rustle like Lebanon, and may they blossom out of the city like grass of the earth. Rabbi Sutton brings the idea that it's the people blossoming out of the city. But the Machon Mamre doesn't clarify that. Now, there's an interesting thought about what is a city. The word for city is ir, ayin yud resh. Which has a gematria of 280. And 280 is the gematria of the five final letters. 280 is 28 times 10, and 28 is koach, power or strength. And there are discussions among the sages, and more importantly among the modern Kabbalists, that the concept of a city is a code word for technology. And the technology is not looked on generally as beneficial. But there are some within the discussions about technology that say it is beneficial. And like everything that mankind develops, would we say that a plow which is a technological advancement in its day, would we say it's not beneficial? It eases the work that people do to raise food, to raise crops. But it also separates the people from direct involvement with the connection to the earth itself. So, like everything, there is an action, there is an act, there is a fact, but it's how you perceive that fact that counts, and that is in your control. Do you perceive it as positive or you perceive it as negative? And if you perceive it as negative, how will you transform that negative perception? How will you modify the fact so it becomes positive? These are choices people have to make. Verse 17. Yehi shemo le'olam lifnei shemesh inon shemo ve'itvarku v'okol goyim ye'ashruhu. I'm not sure if that's a typo in the Yearning for Redemption PDF on verse 17. You'll notice the second to the last word on the line has no vowels. And that would be understood as it's written in the scroll that way, but it's pronounced as if the second yud has become a vav, yinon. But then we see it in parentheses afterwards, in the first word in the second line. So I think it's a typo, but I'm not sure. Let's read the English translation in verse 17. May his name endure forever. May his name be perpetuated in progeny before the sun. And may all nations bless themselves by him and praise him in their progress. This would be referring to Abraham, because this is the blessing that Hashem gave to Abraham in the Parsha of Lech Lecha. Let's look at what the Mechon Mamre translates it. May his name endure forever. May his name be continued as long as the sun. May men also bless themselves by him. May all nations call him happy. And again, I have the question, and it's not referring to Hashem, because Hashem would always be happy. What is the importance of the nations calling the Mashiach happy or calling the children of Israel happy? If someone says you're happy, but you don't feel happy, does that make sense? How can someone tell me how I feel? Unanswered questions. Why is it being, and how does all of this that we have read up through these 17 verses, how does it relate to the idea of what the Kavanah was, which I think is inconsistent? But let's see if it gets brought together in the last three verses. I'm in the Yearning for Redemption PDF on verse 18. Baruch Hashem Elohim Elohei Israel, O say niflaot levado. Blessed is Hashem, the one God, the God of Israel, who alone does wonders. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. There's a big difference in those translations, if you contemplate it. One is saying God does the wondrous things, and the other is saying only God alone can do wonders. There are eight words. We know this is connecting to Olam Haba, the world that is coming. The 19th verse. Uvaruch Shem Kivodo Leolam Vimale Kivodo Et Kol Haaretz Amen We Amen. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Amen the amen is a very special idiom, which it is really too long to discuss. I think I have done the class from Rabbi Bar Sadok on Amen the Amen, but if I have not yet done it, I need to do it because it's important. The PDF translation, may the name of his glory be blessed and revealed in the world and forever, and may the entire earth be filled with his radiant glory. Amen. The Amen. Eleven is a very significant number because it connects to the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system. And at the same time, it is the 11 components of the Ketoret. It draws us closer to Hashem. Forty-two letters that connect to the Anabakoach, the 42-letter name of God that was used in creation. It's connecting to the energy of creation as well as all of creation. Verse 20. Kalu tefilo David ben Yishai. Then the prayers of David, the son of Yishai, will come to an end. I understand how this last verse relates to the Kavanah, but I'm not clear on them. Most of the verse, the individual verses themselves, I just don't see that connection. But this leads me to a good discussion, and we have the time for it. Last week, I received a number of compliments on the class that I had done for those first 11 verses. Last week was my secular birthday. And I could feel the energy of that birth, the cycle of my birth, to when having reached the 72nd birthday. And it comes across in the energy of my teachings, the energy of my thoughts that day. Each of our thoughts differ from one day to the next. Each of our thoughts are influenced by the energy of the universe, the energy of the day, the energy of our mood, the energy of many different levels of consciousness. But it is important to recognize when you have a day that is elevating your soul, like a secular birth date, or a year that begins on that secular birth date. Recognizing that you are more inclined to be elevated on Shabbat than on the more mundane days of the week. Take advantage of that difference. Be aware of that difference and then take advantage of it. The Mechon Mamre translation, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. The literal translation of these five words, Kalu, would be his all, his everything. Tefillot is tefillah, prayer. And then it's David ben Yishai. But there's a there's a comma after David. There's no comma in the scroll. And there's no literal word end in this verse. So I begin to get a sense that what I wasn't being able to follow about this being about David's death is really an accurate perception of these 20 verses. I'm not saying it's wrong. There's just many different ways to understand each and every word and verse and letter in the Torah. I'm now going to read all 20 verses sequentially in the Hebrew. L'Shlomo Elohim Mishpatecha Lemelech ten betzidkatcha leven melech yedin amcha v'yedek v'aniyecha v'mishpat yisu harim shalom la'am u'gvaot bitzdaka Ishpot ani am Yoshia livne evyon v'idake osek. Hi ra'ucha im shemesh v'livne yireach dor dorim yered ke Matar Algaz, Algaz, Kirvivin Zarzif, Aretz, Yifrach Yamav Tzadik, Wero Shalom Ad Beli Yereach. V'yared Miyam Ad Yam, Uminahar Adaf Se'aretz, Lifanav Yikru, Tzim V'yovav, Afar Yelakehu, Malche Tarshish, V'yim Mincha, Yashivu Malche Sheva, Usvaesko Eshkar Yachrivu Veishtachavu Lo Kol Melachim Kol Goim Yavduhu Ki Yatzil Evyon Meshaweya Uyani V'yeno Zerlo Yachos Aldal V'evyon V'nafshot evyonim yoshiya mitochum echamas yigal nafsham v'yekar damam v'einav v'yichi v'yiten lo mishav sheva v'yitpalel ba'ado tamid Kol hayom yivarken hu, yehi pisat bar be'aretz, v'rosh charim, yirash kalvanon piryo, v'yatzitzu meir kesev, ha'aretz, yehi shemo le'olam, lifnei shemesh, Yainon Shemo Veit Barku Lo Kol Goim Yashruhu Baruch Hashem Elohim Elohei Yisrael Osei Niflaot Levado Uvaruch Shem Kevodo Leolam v'yimale kevodo et kol haaretz. Amen v'amen. Galu tefilot David ben Yishai. Are there any questions? This is the end of our class.
I have a comment.
Please, go ahead, Hannah.
Well, when we got to the translation about happy, and we were kind of questioning, saying some of it was not clear to you, and all the way to the end, I kept thinking of, I think it is Psalm 145, that's Ashrei, that maybe there's a connection. I didn't have time to quickly look, you know, because I didn't want to miss your comments and all. But when the class is over, I'm going to check Psalm 145. Maybe it's for me personally, but maybe there's a connection to Psalm 72 to, you know, just part two.
I don't sense the connection, but that doesn't mean it's incorrect. So please take a look at it and let me know if you find a connection.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm getting ready to travel, so
I know. And may your travel and your appointment go well.
Amen. Thank you.
Are there any other comments or questions? Thoughts? Tomorrow night we will have a class at 7 p.m. That's Motzi Shabbat. and 10:30 on Sunday. I think we need to start preparing for Hanukkah rather than continuing with Job, but I'm going to take a look at that. And at 3 o'clock, we will be continuing our advanced reincarnation class. Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. And may there be peace in the Middle East. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.